Episode 1. What is perfectionism? The story. A couple of years ago, in the span of 1 week, I had sessions with 5 different clients prone to perfectionism, high-achieving and striving actions. In every session, I'd hear the words, "Yes, but." I also hear questions like, "Are you asking me to do mediocre work? Why will I be lazy when I can do better? Why shouldn't I push myself to do things right?" In all those conversations, the fear of making mistakes, the attachment to rules about how things need to be, the relentless push for higher standards, and the underlying fear of being a failure or making mistakes were loud and present, no exceptions. My book, Acceptance and Commitment Therapy for Perfectionism and High-Achieving Behaviors, was born from many hours of dancing with clients of all ages and backgrounds, all of whom struggle with the same high-achieving actions. The book and this audio guide was also born from my own struggles. You see, I grew up in Bolivia, a third world country, into a working class family in which a person's destiny is almost predefined based on their gender. After living almost all my life in Bolivia, in 2001, I moved to the States and completed a doctoral degree in clinical psychology. I eventually ran a training clinic for doctoral students and then started my own therapy and coaching practice. These days, in addition to working with clients full-time, I love to create resources for overachievers and overthinkers. But I can tell you that, as a woman, minority, and 100% immigrant, I knew that working hard pays off. I knew that going beyond what's expected is necessary to succeed. I knew that always doing your best is the only way to make it in a foreign country. I knew that you need to get things done before relaxing. I also knew firsthand the fear of not making it. I learned quickly that for me and for my clients, wanting to give our best makes perfect sense because we care deeply. The problem is when these behaviors go unchecked, they take on lives of their own and become more debilitating than fulfilling. So let's clarify what perfectionism is and how it looks in your day-to-day life. Clarifying perfectionism. Perfectionism is widely misunderstood. To some, it's a badge of honor, certifying that they do things the right way. To others, it's a negative term for fuzzy overachievers. But there is a lot more to perfectionism than you might realize. The world looks at perfectionistic actions as either-or actions, as angels or demons, sweet or sour, positive or negative, or black and white. Most people believe that perfectionism only applies to careers, academics, sports, or art. That's a myth. High-achieving actions can actually seep into every facet of your everyday life. For example, they can show up in how you relate to your body, such as searching for the perfect look, in how you approach dating, such as screening people for the perfect partner, in how you perform your parental responsibilities, such as looking at your kids' behaviors as a direct reflection of your character as a parent, in how you connect with your friends, such as always going out of your way to accommodate them and make sure they are happy with you. Perfectionistic actions can also show up as people-pleasing actions. Pursue an emotional clarity at all times. Denying gray areas when looking at moral issues. Following rigid routines when completing domestic tasks. Or relentlessly researching all the details of the perfect vacation experience. Striving actions, believe it or not, can also show up as underperforming behaviors. For example, cooking only the recipes you know how to do well so you don't come across as an incompetent person in the kitchen. Always participating in the 3-mile competition and not in the half marathon so you don't have to worry about others finding out that you don't have the endurance they think you have. Other times, people associate perfectionism with overachievers because being a go-getter, a high achiever, a self-starter, or a doer means that you care deeply and that you may do a lot of things to meet your standards in many areas of your daily life. But the reality is that perfectionistic actions can also be much more subtle than that. They can show up in ways that might surprise you. You can find perfectionistic actions in the friend who doesn't buy a car because he's too caught up researching all types of cars and can't decide between light turquoise or dark blue. In the neighbor who struggles with a remodel because a delay in construction means that he can't host Thanksgiving dinner. In the parent who spends hours making sure that their kids don't look disheveled, since that could reveal what a bad parent she is. The lawyer who spends hours in the office, or the high school student who spends more time organizing tasks than doing them. Whether you work 4 extra hours after midnight, spend large amounts of time combing through Yelp for the best date night restaurant, or agonize over your choice of leggings before going to a yoga class, all those behaviors could be related to perfectionism. In fact, research consistently shows that perfectionistic actions can manifest in many ways. And that's why you may have seen books for different types of perfectionists: social perfectionists, academic perfectionists, moral perfectionists, and more. Also, if you have been to therapy or coaching, you may have heard similar terms or variations on high-achieving behaviors. But it's not all bad, or at least it doesn't have to be. It just happens that when you deeply care about certain things, whether that's your career, your friendships, your faith, your sports, or your role as a parent or caregiver, of course, you want to give your best. You work extra hard. You push yourself hard, and without a doubt, you want to do things right and perfectly. That all makes sense. The challenge surfaces when all those actions take on a life of their own and go unchecked in your life. That's when perfectionistic actions become a problem. You can learn to respond more flexibly to your proneness to striving behaviors. So, given the different shades and subtleties that perfectionistic actions can take on, here is how you can recognize them. The processes behind perfectionism. Ask yourself the following questions. Do I experience significant fear of making mistakes? Am I often concerned about being a failure? Do I find myself attached to standards about how I should behave, how things should be, or how others should handle things? Do I identify myself primarily with my accomplishments and the outcomes of things I participate in? If you answer yes to any of these questions, that might indicate that you engage in high-achieving behaviors. Perfectionism is a label that masks specific psychological processes. It can help to think of perfectionism as an equation. You may be dealing with an intense fear of making mistakes, plus an intense fear of failing, plus a strong attachment to rules or standards for yourself or others, plus a self-concept attached to the outcomes and negative self-judgment. All of that equals unhelpful private and public actions in various life domains. Let me tell you a little bit more about this. These unhelpful private and public behaviors can show up as difficulties with making decisions, procrastination, avoiding things that you're not good at, inefficient time management, over-responsibility, postponing self-care, refusing to delegate tasks because other people don't meet your standards, avoiding asking questions so people don't see that you don't know what you're talking about, refusing to try things you're not good at or haven't mastered, over-preparing, people-pleasing, ruminating, fixating on the details, tethering yourself to do lists and deadlines, working long hours, working harder and harder, worrying about what ifs, and many more. All these behaviors, the ones that people see you doing and the ones that you do in your mind, are strategies to manage the distress, the fear, and anxiety that come with self-imposed narratives about being a failure, concerns about making mistakes, and a strong attachment to how you should behave. We all want to do things right in life, make solid decisions, and avoid regrets. That makes sense. What is different here is that when these public and private behaviors form a rigid and inflexible pattern, they keep us stuck in our heads and suffering from worries about the future, harsh self-criticism, and inaction. Living with proneness to high-achieving actions or perfectionism is not an either-or situation. You don't have to be beholden to it or completely cut it out of your life. You don't have to attack your perfectionistic actions or just let them go, as some people may have told you. There is another option. Release yourself from the shackles of perfectionistic, high-achieving, and striving actions and harness its power to work in your favor. In the next episode, you will learn to check when, sometimes, doing things right and perfectly is the right thing to do, and when, sometimes, it may not be.